My guest, a proven, accurate prophet, says we've seen the devil's global reset. Now it's time for God's prophetic reset. Next. I've thought for myself in every area of life, but one, I knew nothing until I discovered a realm where the truth isn't what it seems. A realm where the truth becomes reality. I've spent over 50 years investigating the world of the supernatural. Every moment has led up to the main event. Millions of Jewish people will be saved all over the world. God's heart is for all to believe, for none to perish. It's called the greater glory. Do you believe?
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, Joshua Giles, is known for his very accurate and very precise prophecies. He's been called on by government officials, dignitaries, national leaders, business leaders, seeking counsel and to hear the word of the Lord. He says we are in the throes of another reset. Let's start out. Define the word reset. What do you mean by that?
The word reset means to return to the original intent or the original plan. And we've seen so many global agendas that are being pushed in the world right now. And this reset that we're coming into, it is a battle over destinies. Now, we're going to see sudden and major shifts within the world. And it's a shaking that's happening right now. And all of this is a part of this reset.
And you call it a prophetic reset. Why do you call it prophetic reset?
Yeah, the prophetic reset to me is about the shaking that's coming to the church. You know, God really wants His church back. And so He's bringing His church back to His original purpose, the original plan and intent that He called us for. And if you can imagine the picture of a broken bone, I broke a bone in my arm before, and what they had to do was set the arm in order to realign it. And so this prophetic reset is a realigning, a repositioning, and God's empowering us to go into the enemy's camp and to take back everything that's been stolen from us.
Okay. Hey, the enemy has hijacked a lot right now, but it sounds like you're saying America's not finished.
Absolutely.
There is a defense. A prophetic reset in store for America.
Absolutely.
You really see that?
Yes, I really see that. The Lord has been showing this to me for some time, where He says we're coming into a spiritual convergence. The word converge means a meeting point where everything comes together. And we're about to see the body of Christ come together with a unity that we've not seen before. And in this reset, the Lord's breaking down the dividing lines that have kept the church apart for so many years. We're going to begin to see the glory of God erupt in the days that are ahead of us.
And when that supernatural unity hits us, that's going to cause the glory of God. And the glory of God is going to cause the supernatural unity.
Yes.
It's both ways.
Yes. And I'm so excited about this, Sid, because what the Lord's doing in the midst of this reset, in order for us to really recognize the reset, we're going to have to be led by the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible says that in Romans 8 and 14, those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we have to get out of the realm of the flesh. We have to not rely on our own will and agendas and the things that we want, even our own preference, but we have to make sure that we are right in sync and in step with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only way that we can be aligned and positioned for this major outpouring of the Spirit of God that's being released in the earth.
And I believe that God is going to take some of these young people people,
yes,
some of these older people,
yes,
and just realign them into this progressive going from glory to glory.
Yes, it's really the spirit of Elijah being poured out in this day where he's turning the hearts of sons to fathers and the hearts of fathers to sons. What that means is this is a generational move that we're going to see in the church first. It's not just going to be the young, it's not just going to be the old. It's both generations running together to be a part of what God's doing. And that's the reset, Sid, that we're seeing right now. It's going to be this unity. It's a coming together, but we're coming together with and for purpose, and that's to withstand the darkness and the evil agendas that are being released in the world right now.
Can I get you to be a little more specific of what you feel God is defining as evil agendas?
Absolutely. There are so many different ideologies and thoughts that are being pushed on the young generation, but not just on the next generation. It's through our media, it's through television, it's through movies, it's through the culture that's around us. And these ideologies are being placed to pull us away from God and to pull us away from biblical principles. And so I believe that the eyes of many people are going to be enlightened, like scales falling from their eyes, because it's a spirit of deception that's been targeting people. And unfortunately, Sid, it's not just regular people. It's been targeting the body of Christ, where there have been deceptive spirits trying to slip in to even make us believe something other than the Word of God. And that's really an antichrist spirit that's already in the earth working right now. And that's the reason why God's sending a reset to just judge that and to bring his church back to him.
Yeah. Joshua Giles was on our show in 2022. He shared many prophetic words from God about our future, covering technology, finances, every system in the world. When we return, Joshua will tell us prophecies that have already come to pass and what's about to happen in our future. Be right back.
There is a major shift that's coming in the world. As a matter of fact, it's already here. We're experiencing darkness and chaos and so much evil, global agendas pushed within our world. This book is so timely because we have the prophetic advantage. And as a part of God's intelligence agency, you too can unlock the future on the inside to know what's coming next and to make sure that you're prepared.
My guest Joshua Giles says you cannot have the glory without consecration. Explain to me what you mean by the word consecration.
Yeah, that word consecration comes up throughout Scripture, and it comes from a Hebrew word that means to set or to be set apart. And so when the Lord speaks of consecration, He's really pulling us into Himself. He pulls us out of sin. He pulls us out of anything that could take us away from Him so that His glory can really show forth on the inside. And so we're coming into days of consecration, Sid, where there is a purifying fire being released upon the church right now. God's cleansing His church and getting that beautiful bride ready for the days that are ahead, which is going to be filled with such revival and outpouring.
You know, I'm seeing so many major type ministries fall. Now, God doesn't want it. They don't want it. But I have to believe that this is part of the cleansing before the glory hits like it's going to.
Absolutely. What we're seeing now, it looks like chaos before the glory is released. And this is actually one of the words that the Lord shared with me a couple of years ago, where He said to me that the pulpits in America and even around the world were going to begin to change, that there would be a complete leadership that would happen, where some of the leaders would pass the baton to the next generation. But then there would be leaders that were caught in disobedience. And the Lord said to me that their influence would diminish and He would cause them to be demoted because they cannot carry the church into the next wave of glory that we're coming into. So even though for some people it's shocking what we have been seeing, there's more that we're going to see, but there has to be a shaking before the glory comes.
Well, that number 40 in Moses' life at Sinai, Jesus' life, 40 days in the wilderness. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the number 40 is so significant in Scripture. It's a number of learning. And so when God allowed Moses to be on Mount Sinai for those 40 days, he was downloading something or maybe uploading something in his spirit. It's a number of revelation. It's where the Lord begins to give you His will. And it's a supernatural experience. Jesus was in the wilderness in Luke chapter number 4 for 40 days. The Bible says He was led or driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And so it can also be a period of trial or testing. But after that period of testing and trial, there is a release from heaven over the life of that individual. And that's the amazing thing about the number 40.
The last time Joshua was on our show, he shared prophetic words. I want to know some that have already come to pass.
When I was here before, the Lord began to show me a vision of a lab in Israel. And I saw in this lab, those people would be developing a cure for cancer. And I began to speak this word when I was with you last. And in May of 2023, it hit the headlines in the Jerusalem Post that they have developed a cure for cancer with a 90% success rate. And so that's amazing because we're seeing God fulfill His word. On top of that, Sid, there were many other words that the Lord spoke, one of them being about cyber warfare, where we would come into a time where there would be back-to-back cyber attacks because of a technology war that we would see. And we've seen that begin to happen, which is a major concern now because we're seeing cyber terrorists that are infiltrating our systems to try to bring attacks with technology. And so we must, as a church, begin to pray concerning those things.
But what about this AI? How's that play into it?
Yeah, that was another word that the Lord spoke to me when I was here with you last, that we would see the rise of AI, where He said it would look as though we are living in a movie. It's gotten to a point now where AI is really taking over jobs, jobs that people would typically be working. AI, artificial intelligence, is filling those positions. Now on social media, many people can't tell what's real and what's fake. But this was all the word of the Lord being released because He gives us the prophetic advantage.
You talked about the war angel in Israel.
Yes, yes. That's another prophetic word the Lord shared with me. I saw this angel, huge archangel, towering over Israel. And I said to the Lord, what angel is this? He said to me, it's an angel of war. He said that there would be a period of time where Israel would have to go into battle. And there would be war within that part of the world. But the Lord said to me that there would be a hedge of protection around His people.
Was this the time that you were in Israel just before the attacks on October 7th?
This was the second time. When I went to Israel, the Lord told me, you have to go at that particular time. So I brought a group of about 400 people, and we were there in Israel before war broke out. There was no sign of that happening at the time. And when I went, Sid, I was invited to the president's home, but the vision of the Lord opened up to me, and the word of prophecy came, and I released the word to the people that were there that Israel would go into a period of war. And it was so intense because we saw, I could literally see in the spirit an attack coming against Israel. And the people there, we begin to weep and cry and intercede. And as we begin to pray, we were praying for the hedge of protection around God's people. And before we could even get home good, we weren't home but for maybe several weeks, we begin to hear reports that war had broken out in and around Israel. And so we're continuing to pray for that nation.
Okay, very important. I want you to paint a picture with your words about what you see was about ready to happen on planet Earth.
Yeah, Sid, that's a loaded question to me. I was invited to Washington, D.C., and asked to come to the White House just December of 23. And when I stood in the West Wing, I got to the Oval Office, and I felt a huge force hit up against me. And the vision of the Lord opened up to me there, and I saw literally a crack in the wall of the White House. Now, this wasn't in the natural. I was having a vision, even though I was standing there. And the Lord said to me that the nation would go through a period of travail and turmoil, for a period where it would be the enemy's plan to try to pull the nation apart at the seams, where we would begin to see the brewing of a civil war and civil unrest within America. And when I saw this in this vision, I was completely in shock because of the things that I saw. It didn't look like our country. It looked like I was in a developing nation. But the Lord began to say to me that if intercessors would arise and begin to pray, He said, I'll heal this nation. And what the enemy meant for harm, God would begin to turn it for the good of His people. And that's the part that I rejoice on. And it's a call for intercessors now.
You touched upon, the last time you were on the air with me, a prophetic word about the pharmaceutical industry.
Yes, the Lord spoke to me in detail concerning corruption that would be exposed in the pharmaceutical industry in America, but throughout the nations. And what the Lord said to me is that He was releasing judgment because of what they have pushed and what they've tried to do through that industry to harm people. And I saw great exposure that would come. But He said to me that it wasn't just what we see on the surface, that it is a spirit of witchcraft behind it. The Greek word pharmakia is where we get that word pharmaceutical from. And so behind this pharmaceutical industry, it's a spirit of sorcery that God's going to cause to be toppled down within America. And you're going to see it in the days to come hit headlines where they're going to be exposed for corruption with money, and they're going to be exposed for covering up trials for certain medications.
What about the food industry? What did you touched on that the last time.
Absolutely. How the days would come where we would begin to see lab-grown meat that was in mass in stores. That happened after that prophetic word where now that's been approved. But the Lord said to me that I'm placing my people on a different kind of diet. There will be certain things that believers are going to just have an unction in their spirit that we're going to stay away from. We're going to know by the Spirit of God what not to eat, because some things within that food industry, it's really poison to the body.
Get ready. Get ready for what? Get ready for war. Be right back.
In a time of global upheaval, when darkness and confusion seem to dominate, God is calling His people to reset, realign, and rise. Don't miss Joshua Giles' exclusive offer, his brand new book, Prophetic Reset, 40 Days to Aligning with God's Plan for Your Life, and his 2-CD teaching series, Aftershock, Your Prophetic Reset, plus the bonus CD, The Art of Warfare, God's Prophetic Intelligence. Yours for a donation of just $36 or more. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10045.
The church is in a period right now of shaking. And in the midst of the shaking, the Lord wants to reset us. He wants to realign us and bring us back to Him. And I know you may be feeling that I've heard this before, I've already done this before, and maybe nothing has changed, but this time it's going to be different.
With Prophetic Reset, you'll discover how to reactivate your spiritual gifts and faith, reset your heart and relationships, align with God's promises for your future, break spiritual strongholds. Through empowering scriptures, prophetic insights, and practical guidance, this book will transform your life.
This book is a 40-day journey that's going to help help you walk through your process to unlock the glory of God in your life. You know, the Lord had Moses on Mount Sinai for 40 days as he began to download insight for him and for a nation. Not only that, Jesus was led into the wilderness for 40 days, and it was through that period of testing that he came out on the other side with glory. And that's the same that's going to happen for you.
Joshua Giles takes you deeper with his exclusive 2-CD series. Learn how to discern the times, uncover God's plan for the future, and gain the prophetic advantage to prepare for what's ahead. Plus, in his bonus CD, The Art of Warfare, Joshua shares prophetic words that God has shown him for the next decade.
We're in a season of spiritual warfare, but I believe that God wants you to be equipped, and he wants you to be ready and prepared for battle. And for this reason, we're going to have to put on the whole armor of God.
Don't miss out on Joshua Giles' exclusive offer, his new hardcover book, Prophetic Reset, 40 Days to Aligning with God's Plan for Your Life, the 2-CD series, Aftershock, Your Prophetic Reset, and the bonus CD, The Art of Warfare, God's Prophetic Intelligence. Call or go online at sidroth.org/10045 with your donation of $36 or more with free shipping and handling.
Joshua, you say we have to be ready for war. I want you to explain strategic spiritual warfare.
Yeah, we, Sid, are in an era of war right now, spiritually and naturally. We're seeing in the natural so much begin to happen concerning conflicts among nations and things that are happening all around us. One of the things that the Lord placed in my spirit as an urgent message is concerning a different type of war. In the realm of the spirit, we're seeing demonic weapons come against God's body. And we're going to have to pull on Ephesians chapter 6, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We have been equipped with spiritual weapons, which means that we can put on the whole armor of God to withstand any attack. Another weapon that we're going to see being used by believers is the weapon of strategic spiritual rest, which means that we can rest in God. We don't have to panic.
No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in our health, no matter what's going on in our family, no matter what, we can rest.
Yeah. No matter how bad things get, we don't have to panic because we know that God is our secret place. And we can rest in knowing that we're not fighting for victory. We're not saying, God, give us victory. We're fighting from victory, which means He's already given it to us. And all we have to do is walk in that victory.
Just that one mindset change, shift. Yes. It's going to change someone's life. This is going to change your life this second. I want to make sure that Jesus is not just the Savior of your sins, which would have been enough, but He's the Lord of your life. Say this prayer out loud. Mean it to the best of your ability. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made so many mistakes. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I believe your blood. Redeemed me from the sins. They no longer exist. I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior and Lord. Amen. Pray as God tells you right now.
Father, we just pray over every person that's watching this right now that you would bring about a prophetic reset in their lives, that you would cause us to be so aligned with your will, your plan, and your agenda. Then, Father, we take authority over any demonic spirit that would try to pull us away from you and that would try to pull us away from your plan. Father, I pray that you would cover us with peace. I pray, Father, that there would be an outpouring of your spirit that would come over faith families, over children, Father, over cities and over nations. Let revival be released in America again. Father, I pray that this would be a prophetic announcement that revival has come back to our land, and the glory of God will cover every part of this nation and the nations abroad, in Jesus' name.
Joshua, you told me you have a prophetic warning. What is that?
Yes, Sid, the Lord began to speak to me in great detail concerning Russia and China. And I saw literally like their hands in the systems within America. And the Lord said to me that we must alert the church to begin to pray now and cover our electrical grids, cover airplanes, cover all computer systems, because what the enemy wants to cause is a major blackout. I know we've seen portions of this over the past several months, but the Lord said what they have planned is far worse than what we've seen. And what I saw literally was there would be no internet, phones would not work, and it would disrupt transportation and cause harm. And so I'm asking every intercessor and everyone that knows the Lord and you know how to pray, let's lift the hedge over America. God loves this nation so much, and we have an opportunity to be a part of what God wants to do. We can partner with the Holy Spirit to raise the hedge of protection over America.
If God is for you, who, what could possibly be against you?
Yes.